Although I'm quite skilled at bouncing the ball, I'm, not very good at getting it back. Look, Shamshon, there it is, in the middle of the street right outside the iron gate. There doesn't seem to be anyone around outside the ghetto. I'm going to push open these wrought iron doors and get my ball.
Please do be careful, Mayor Rachel. That ball isn't worth risking your life for.
Don't worry, I'll be all right. There's that ball, and there's not a soul in sight. I'll just tiptoe over and...
Aha! What do we have here, Hunch? A little Joe looking for his ball. I was wondering how long we'd have to wait till you came out of your ghetto wall for it.
I think a good beating, Kurt, will teach him to stay where he belongs.
Yeah, you might call us the non-welcoming committee for the June.
Mayor Anschel was trapped by two of the worst brutes in Frankfurt. As the two ruffians came closer, Mayor Anschel knew he had to think quickly to save himself.
Oh, Zadie, what could he do?
He reached into his pocket and yelled.
Oh, no, I'm losing all my silver coins. They're falling out of a hole in my pocket and rolling down the street.
Silver coins? Hey, I'm after them. Those are mine.
George, don't touch him, Kurt. I saw the Jew first. Those coins are mine. You hear me? Mine.
You greedy oaf. Keep your hands off those Jewish coins if you know what's good for you. They belong to me.
Oh, so you think I'm afraid of you, eh? Just touch those coins and I'll give you such a... Hey, the Jew is getting away. He grabbed his precious ball and he's headed back to the ghetto gate.
Goodbye, my friend. I hope you continue to fail in all your endeavors. And by the way, the silver coins you're fighting over, my apologies, but they're copper.
Why, you sneaky Jew, we're coming after you, and we'll show you what...
You'll do no such thing.
Who dares to tell me what to do? I'll make him regret that day. His Majesty Prince Wilhelm.
Precisely.
My profuse apologies. I hope I have not caused His Supreme Majesty the slightest discomfort.
Better that we should have discomfort rather than our Royal Majesty.
And why are you holding those coins that obviously belong to that Jewish boy?
Oh, Your Majesty, the worthy young lad had lost these coins, and we were simply retrieving them and returning them to him.
Return them, indeed. I saw the entire scene from my royal carriage, which I stopped at the end of the street. Had the young Jew not used his wits, he would have beaten him brutally. It's true, is it not?
Of course, Your Majesty. Oh, certainly, Your Royal Highness. Without a doubt.
I should have you both arrested for thievery. Now return the coins to the boy and away with you, you shameful brutes.
Of course, Your Majesty, of course.
Of course, certainly. Of course. We would never think of doing anything differently. We are going away. It will never happen again. Absolutely.
Your Majesty, Prince Wilhelm III? Is it truly you? I cannot thank His Majesty enough for coming to my defense. But why would His Majesty come near the Jewish ghetto at this time? Can I be of service in any way?
My advisor will explain it to you. Bruno, why have we come here?
Well, since His Majesty expressed a desire to learn about his different subjects, I felt that a visit to the Jewish ghetto might be enlightening. So it was decided to come today unannounced.
Yes, and I've already learned a great deal about how the Jews have been mistreated by their neighbors. But we will need someone to guide us around the ghetto who knows it well. And I will pay a handsome sum for the service. Do you know of such a person?
My name is Mayor Andrew Rothschild. And it would be my honor to show His Majesty our Jewish ghetto. And I dare say no one knows it better than I, for I've hidden in every part of it.
Aha! Then what are we waiting for? Onward, Bruno, to the Jewish ghetto!
Indeed, indeed! Let us proceed!